A word for you from Philippians 2 and verse 16. Hold fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. We are called to be long distance, mountain marathon runners, not just short distance sprinters. Just as athletes need to build up their muscles and build up their aerobic fitness, developing the strength and the stamina for the endurance needed, so we need to stretch our faith, stretch our devotion, our obedience, and our skills. We need to stretch our minds and our muscles. We need to escape from our comfort zones and persevere, keeping on, keeping on, with stamina. A successful athlete needs training, discipline, motivation, focus, persistence, and perseverance. Athletes need stamina. They need to build up their oxygen level so they can run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. This requires discipline, diligence, keeping on when you want to stop. This requires stretches, stair training, repetition of sprints, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, and perseverance. Do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain the prize. And anyone who competes for the prize is temperate, self-controlled in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for an imperishable crown. Now I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body. I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself might become disqualified. Successful sportsmen focus on measurable goals and incentives. Making the team, scoring the goal, winning the game, achieving the grade, accomplishing the standards required. There are medals and trophies to be won, titles to be awarded, but athletes first need to make the local team, then the regionals, the provincials, the nationals, finally the worlds. For some, this may mean the Olympics. Think how much time and energy, dedication, and years of self-sacrifice must be needed for an athlete to receive and achieve a world-class level to compete in the Olympics or any international tournament. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he competes according to the rules we read. Why do so many give up? Because of lack of discipline, neglect of training, failure to heed counsel, failure to listen to the coach, self-indulgence. Comfort weakens us. Hardship strengthens us. Those who are easily distracted or double-minded or half-hearted will fail. They are quitters, losers, excuse makers, and failures. They are too tired or too weak. But we need to be those who say, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.